going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From Borgata on this Friday morning. Great to have you with us. Of course, the draft rolls on day two today, three tomorrow. Eagles still have a bunch of picks, so that, you know, they're going to add a lot of dudes. Would still expect, you know, the positions we've talked a lot about, D-tackle, edge rusher, probably a corner in there somewhere, probably a tight end in there somewhere. So time will tell. I would say the Goddard thing, if it happens, likely won't be today, but more on the table tomorrow with the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th round. So keep your eye on that tomorrow. John, gut feeling, is Goddard an Eagle on Sunday morning?
I sure have no idea. I hope so. We are better if he is an Eagle, and this really is all about money.
You know what? It's not just that. I'll say this. It also has to do. It also has to do with
a new deal.
With leverage. If the Eagles get a second round tight end, the Eagles have more leverage than Goddard. If the Eagles don't draft a tight end, at least high, Goddard's leverage goes up. You know, because Goddard knows they might not want to start Calcaterra.
So there is
something to be said
I don't think Calcaterra is functional the way they need him to be.
That's my point.
He's very aware. Dallas Goedert knows exactly where he stands compared to Calcaterra. He doesn't know where he stands compared to the three other tight ends that we brought in.
What he really doesn't know is if the Eagles get a second round, you know, third round tight end, because that could change the equation.
Sure could. It's possible. Again, we talked about it being at the end of this second round, though. That precludes the ability to get some of these, big name guys who could have gone in the first round, that like Mason Taylor,
who could
really help this team right away. I would love to see the Eagles get aggressive right at the start of this second round.
Still out there, yeah.
Yeah, for the edge rusher, for the tight end, for any number of these big name players who they had rated as a first rounder. If there's any of those left, maybe Howie figures out a way to get up in the second.
Last night it was Shahad Campbell with pick 31. The Eagles gave up a fifth rounder to move up from 32 to 31 to get it done. When he got picked, he also got interviewed. Let's listen to Shahad Campbell right after the selection with the NFL Network.
Shout out to everybody back at home, man. I'm coming back home. Philly, y'all know what's up. We got to turn up. We got to get lit. We got to win another freaking Super Bowl next year, man. It's on.
Never give up the microphone unless you're giving it to a draft pick that's going to a Super Bowl champion. What was it like to receive that phone call from a general manager that constructs a championship roster?
Man, it was a surreal feeling, you know, just getting that call and just being here and, you know, just having that opportunity and, you know, maximizing my opportunities when I was younger and, I mean, you know, just leading it to this point. So I'm just extremely grateful and I'm honored.
And you have a future in television when you're done playing. Congratulations.
You're damn right.
How about that? Jahad Campbell last night, confident guy. Sounds like a good dude. Nick Saban, who coached him, said he's a really good person. Let's listen to more of Jahad Campbell, because that's one way to answer a question about getting the call from Howie. But he gave an even more comprehensive answer about an hour or so later when he was talking to the Philly assembled media about receiving that call from his hometown team.
The phone call, what was that like? What did they say on the phone? And you're someone who would know what a 215 number is. So when that 215 number
Once I see the number, I'm like, pretty interesting. Okay. So I answered it. And it was Howie, but he was like, you know what this is? You know what this is? I'm like, nah. And then that's when he's like, it's Howie Roseman. I was about to break down, man, you know, because, I mean, it was just a surreal moment, you know, for me and my family. Like, my grandfather, like, I'm talking way back in Randall Cunningham days. You know, he always watched the Eagles, and he always loved the Eagles. You know, my pops, my mom, my two brothers, my uncle, I mean, like, my whole family, you know. So it was definitely a special moment, you know, for me and my family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And, of course, you know, I think for all of us as fans, because I think the Eagles, I mean, John, they got a really good player last night, right?
Unbelievable player. Unbelievably gifted, talented, versatile, does it all, defender. Just a defender who can do anything you ask him to do. And Vic Fangio is going to maximize his skill set. So it's going to be a process of trial and error. How much can Jahad Campbell give us? How much can he actually do? How much can we do with Zach and Jahad on the field at the same time?
Right.
Holy
That's right.
cow.
Yeah, you got blitzing
capabilities. I mean, stemming those guys up to each edge, you know, like we're in nickel. We got two inside linebackers. Holy cow. Now all of a sudden they're coming off each edge. Their rush ends. You don't know what these guys are. Part of what made the New England Patriots so difficult for any team to deal with for so long when Bill Belichick was there was the nebulous nature of the defenses that he would put out there. And back then when I was playing, and like we were talking about, all the defensive players were bigger. When the linebackers were 6'3", 6'4", 265, 270 pounds, the New England Patriots had linebackers who were 6'4", 275. They had defensive ends who were 6'4", 285. And they were all wearing 50 numbers. Their defensive ends were wearing 50s, and their linebackers were wearing 90s. And you couldn't tell who was playing linebacker and who was playing defensive end. And it was all intentional.
That's fascinating.
By Bill Belichick and company, because it would affect our ability to know who the heck we were supposed to be blocking. Is that guy a linebacker? Is he a down lineman? Is he standing up in a two-point stance? Is his hand down? Is his number 90? Is his number 50? All of these things, they would mess with you. They would stand up the down guy, and they would put the stand-up guy with his hand in the ground, and it would mess with all of your assignments. We can start doing all that stuff now. That's so exciting. Vic Fangio with these chess pieces who are this versatile, man, the sky's the limit. He can do whatever he wants.
All right, Howie and Nick, what they said late last night, that's coming up shortly. Let's get to John right now on the draft pick. John, good morning. Johnny, John not ready to go. We go to JB. He's calling from Chestnut Hill. What's happening, JB?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. A little bit of hoarse from screaming and yelling yesterday.
Man, you sounded like you did a lot of screaming and yelling.
Sure do.
Was that for the draft or something else?
I have draft and some other stuff, but
that's an intense draft experience.
Yeah, you're
for
still
you.
Mad about the Phillies. I get it. By the way, see Garrett Stubbs last night hit a home run off Vince Velasquez?
Did he really?
In the minor leagues. Garrett Stubbs takes Vinny Velo deep in a minor league game.
That sounds about right.
All right, what do you got, JB?
That's the equivalent of a tree falling in the woods. No one's
yeah.
So I think now's how he sees it, right? Like, last night was a little taste. Like, oh, look, Howie moved up the spot. Got the linebacker they wanted. Awesome. But there's still some really good first-round talent. And I think Howie's going to stalk his prey early in the second round. I think Will Johnson has to come off the board early. He's not going, which is fine. But I think if he tried, I think Howie might package those late.
I'll be shocked, JB. If you're talking about early second round getting into the 30s, I'll be shocked. To go from, what is it, 64 up to the 30s? I mean, it's possible, but it's unlikely.
Right, but
you got a lot of picks.
Yeah, the kid from Boston College, Ezeruku.
Yes, Ezeruku. Hey, you know he's named
after. Does anyone actually know how to say his last name?
No.
Yes.
Not even him.
I do. I have it somewhere. But did you know that he was named after Donovan McNabb?
No.
Yeah.
The first name?
Yes. It's Ezeruku, and he was named after Donovan.
Wow. How about that?
Yep.
Great fact. All right, JB, I got to get to this Howie and Nick thing. Give me an answer for what hasn't happened in a while.
Well, I'd like to be happy that the Cowboys just went, you know, mundane with, like, nonsensical interior alignment. So, like, the Malones and the McCafferty's of the Cowboys fans of the Philly are very upset. I think something that hasn't happened that probably won't happen again, or maybe won't, how about going to the moon?
Well, I said that one. We already referenced that we haven't gone to the – did I say that on the air, Devin, or did I say that off the air?
Say what?
I did, Fran. I did say it. I'm being told I did say it. Got to give me a different answer, JB.
How about the Triple Crown winner for the horse racing?
All right, you got it. Well, it's been about 10 years or so,